This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. We've got a really good show today. We've got some shocking information that's going to be revealed in segment number 5 by Glenn Downs, the Chief of Staff for current Congressman Walter Jones. Got an expert panel during that same second hour. We're going to be talking about what's going on politically all over the world, actually, not just in the United States. Got some very strong views on that. But we're going to start the show. The first hour, we're going to be dealing with really economic issues more than anything else. We're starting out with Rick Rule of Sprott Global, among other things. Rick, there seems to be a floor right now on gold, and there also seems to be a floor right now for the U.S. dollar. Any comments on that?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't describe it as a floor. We talked, Al, the last time that we visited on your show about the fact that gold had been oversold last summer, recovered nicely the first quarter of this year, would need to retrench and fill in the gap up before it went up again. I think that's happened. The market price of gold and gold equities is exhibiting precisely the type of performance that you would expect to see coming out of a bear market bottom and into a bull market. A saucer-shaped recovery because it didn't have a cataclysmic decline, nice advances, followed by retreats to fill in the gaps. That's right where we are. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see gold fall 10% again here to test the faithful one more time. That's the way these markets work. They aren't straight up. But Al, mark my words, you're going to see higher highs and higher lows, and you're going to see it for a while.
Rick, continuing to focus on gold and more specifically the stocks, if we look at GDXJ and GDX, we have had a fantastic June and a pretty good July so far. Do you think that the metal or these stocks have gone up too quickly over these month and a half? Or do you think that this is just natural and, as you said, a normal correction will come down and all we're doing is just setting this upward trend line?
Well, they were dramatically oversold. So while my bias is higher over time, experience in markets like these is that rapid gains need to consolidate. So if I had to guess about August, I'd say lower, not higher. That isn't based on any fundamentals at all. It's just based on being whipped by this market for 30 years. The idea that I get to enjoy unalloyed good news for 6 or 7 weeks, particularly when I want to do is, you know, be in Vancouver and go hiking and talk to my friends, it would appear to me for entirely non-fundamental reasons that my bias in the very near term is lower because I think these gains need to consolidate simply because that's what gains do. You know, if you're asking me about a 2-year number, the number isn't merely higher, it's probably much higher. If you're talking to me about a 2-month number, then the number's probably lower as the market consolidates the gains that we've all enjoyed this summer.
Why a 2-year time frame, Rick?
Oh, simply because you can't embarrass me with my track record in 6 months if I've given you a 2-year number.
There you go.
What I found out is that I'm a very rational and linear thinker. I believe that A is true, B is true, C is true, D is true, and E is true. And that the consequence of that is F. I confuse two words in English. One is inevitable and the other is imminent. I'm certain I'm going to be right, but I'm not so sure about time. So if I think it's going to happen in a year and I tell you 2 years, I give myself 12 months margin.
You know, let's talk a little bit about the resource sector, the stocks, for lack of better terms. Talking with your colleague, Brent Cook, earlier today, and he, by the way, is going to be following your two segments. But Brent was saying that he feels that the opportunities that are out there right now are perhaps more in the area of advanced pre-production stage companies as opposed to exploration stage. You agree with that?
Yes and no. I think that the market is going to respond better to the pre-production, the good pre-production properties. And I think that there's a lot of room in that context to make 50 or 60 or 100%, which are certainly attractive returns. I think, however, that the unloved segment of the market, the early exploration stock that has a management team that will catch a bid in a good market, is increasingly where I want to be. Maybe that's because, as Sprott, we have gorged on the pre-production story, and we have it coming out of every available orifice. What interests me is the lonely trade, Al. I'm interested in the 8-cent stock where the management team has some adherence and where they can survive till a better market, because that 8-cent stock is going to be a 40-cent stock. That's the way it works. And also because I have absolutely no competition in that trade. So I think what Brent says is true for the needs of his subscribers. From my own viewpoint, where I would like to assemble a sort of a $20 million portfolio of the truly unloved and see that $20 million portfolio at a zero in value, where I want to be is two tiers below what Brent is talking about. But this takes cash and it takes courage.
No question about that. You know, I've been in this game not as long as you have, but for a while. Over 30 years. Corey is relatively new, but he did grow up in the industry. I find it very, very interesting right now that the industry is, aside from people who are real experts, sophisticated investors, there's not a lot of love for the industry right now. And I would maintain that that's the case because there is so much crap going on both in the United States and around the world that people simply are not focusing on this industry. But I think that's going to change. I kind of like your 2-year period. And the reason I say that is I'm sensing that we may have perhaps a little different philosophical direction in our country by that period of time, because people are getting so fed up with what's going on right now. Getting back to the market per se, what parts of the world are you interested in? You sticking to North America, or are you going all over?
No, I'm going all over. What I have found is just the way that the markets have cycles, the countries have cycles too. I like to be very lonely in my trades. I'm looking at real pariah countries. While I've certainly been punished on occasion for taking political risks, I've been punished more for taking technical risks. And the second thing, Al, is to hark back to the point you just made. I think that you don't need to go very far to assume political risk. I live here in the People's Republic of California. And the idea that my going to Africa exposes me to vastly greater political risk than I would have in California, I think, is a very open question.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
We tend to believe, when you are of our age, Al, and our complexion, that money stolen from you by white legislatures in English, according to the rule of law, is somehow less gone than when it's stolen in more efficient fashion in Africa. But the truth is, it's gone anyway. You look at jurisdictions that we regard as safe jurisdictions. I'm thinking as an example of Alberta. I remember 10 years ago when the natural gas price doubled and the Alberta legislature, bless their hearts, doubled the royalty, having extracted $2 billion in advanced property payments from the industry on the old royalty structure. That's theft, plain and simple. But it was theft that happened to us from a conservative Caucasian party in English, according to the rule of law. And so I've become, much more nuanced in terms of my willingness to accept political risk, or rather my unwillingness to pay up for what is perceived to be low political risk in jurisdictions like the United States and Canada, where there's still lots that can go wrong.
Rick, we always appreciate your comments. We're going to be back with you next segment. Right now, we just need to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. Come back, listen to our follow-up discussion with Rick.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Rick Rule. You know, Rick, you have a conference coming up in Vancouver, specifically starting on the, I believe there's a mine tour on the 22nd at the Old Britannia Mine, which is on the way to Whistler. And then the conference itself at the Hotel Vancouver will be the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. And as Corey and I have said many times here in the last few weeks, we're going to be originating radio from there. So we're looking forward to doing that. This conference is a little different from your normal precious metals, for lack of better terms, investment conference in the sense that you've got very, very highly qualified speakers. The conference is a paid-for conference by the attendees, so you basically have only very serious investors there. It's a conference that was done for a number of years by the Ogura Group. It started out with Bill Bonner and Addison Wiggin. I have done some radio at those conferences in the past. Let's hear about what's coming up here, what you've put together for the 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Well, you've done a superb job of describing the conference. The conference is now 16 years old, and as you suggest, was brought up under the Agora banner. It became a victim of the bear market mining as Agora Financial subscriber base became more technology-oriented and a resource conference became more redundant. The Agora people announced plans to abandon the conference last year, which provoked an absolute revolt among the conference attendees, 100 of whom were my clients, and implored me not to let them abandon the conference. When it became clear that they weren't going to continue it, I decided to continue it with assistance from Agora and Casey and the other financial publishers. As you suggest, we have 21 speakers, and there's a great group of speakers. And it's important to note for your readers that if you like the resource space, you'll like the speaker roster. We're not going to waste any time with financial services stocks or retail stocks or technology stocks. If you're interested in all those things, this is not your conference. If you're interested in resources, 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 and resources, this is your conference. The second thing about the conference that I think is unique is that at this particular conference, the exhibitors are considered content, not advertisers. And so the exhibitors need to be substantially owned either by Sprott or by one of the speakers. In other words, we have to be telling you not that we think that this is where you ought to be putting your money, but rather this is where we have put our own money. We have learned over 16 years that the attendees to whom we owe our loyalty because they pay the freight consider the exhibitors to be content, not advertisers. The third selling point, which I think you alluded to very well, too, is the fact is that here the attendees get charged, which means that the attendees are, first of all, very serious and usually fairly rich. And what has been proven to me over time is that if you have 500 or 600 rich people in a room trying to get richer, the idea that all of the information and all the ideas in the room flow from the dais to the attendees is stupid. In fact, the interplay between attendees, listening to one attendee exhibitor interrogate either a speaker or an exhibitor, is often worth the price of admission. So the community that will come together in Vancouver around the subject, microcap natural resource stocks, will, for committed natural resource investors, absolutely, positively be worth both the time and the money to attend.
Personally, Rick, I am very excited to be attending this conference, first off because Al and myself will be recording radio, but also from an investment standpoint, I really respect that vetting process that everybody has gone through it company-wise to make sure that we weed out some of the ones that either have a bad history or one of the well-known speakers just thought, you know what, guys, this company really doesn't fit into here. To me, that makes a ticket price worth its while just in itself because there are so many companies out here, and I know you know, and I know a lot of our listeners know, it can be hard to decipher and filter through all of these, and that's why it will be great to walk around that hall. Can you give us a number as to how many companies will be there, and if they are mostly focused on gold and silver or some of the other commodities out there?
We will have 45 exhibitors, excluding Sprott, Agora, publisher-style exhibitors. We'll have 45 issuer exhibitors. And I would say that more than half are precious metals-oriented, although I couldn't swear to that. What's important to note is that we aren't claiming or representing that all 45 are individually going to make somebody money over the next year. What we can say is that every one of the 45 are, in our opinion, top decile issuers. If you look at 3,000 listed mineral juniors on a global basis, our belief is that only the top decile, 300 of the 3,000, are worth speculating in. And we believe that every one of the 45 that we have exhibitors, are top decile, which we think is important.
In terms of speakers, now you've got Byron King, you've got Robert Freeland, and the list goes on and on and on. Brett Cook, obviously yourself. Give us some other names who are going to be there and what we can expect to hear in terms of subject matter.
Oh, Adrian Day, Doug Casey, a bright young guy, Ken Eskion, who's made his life in frontier and emerging markets, Coffin, the list goes on and on and on. We had the ability as a consequence of having the Agora stable and the Casey stable and the Sprott stable to draw on of an awful lot of speakers. And again, what we did is, if we had 200 possibilities, we chopped a zero off it and got the best 20 that we could. So we're very, very, very excited about our speaker roster. Of course, Bill Bonner will be speaking there too, although not live. We have him on a video link up. He'll be down in Latin America. And those people who haven't heard Bill Bonner speak before have missed a great, great treat. What's important to note about this conference, though, is that the speakers don't parachute in and parachute out. Many of the exhibitors stick around for the whole conference, and you'll have the opportunity at the coffee breaks, in the booths, at the sort of social circumstances surrounding the conference, to interact with other attendees, to interact with the speakers on a more of a one-on-one basis, and, of course, to interact with all of the exhibitors. So it's important to know that we don't bring in some superstar keynote speaker who comes in for 20 minutes and then is whisked off by private guards back to his private jet and from there back to New York City. Our speakers are truly participants in the conference, and you'll see them in the conference hall taking notes because they know the quality of the other speakers.
Rick, as I mentioned before, we are looking very much forward to attending. Everybody, if you are in the Vancouver area over the date of the show, specifically the 23rd to the 25th, swing on by, have a look at the website, click on that banner ad on our site, and take a look for yourself. This will be a show not to be missed if you're here. Rick, always appreciate your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with Brent Cook.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, Rick Rule is one of the most interesting people I think I've ever met. I want to say once more that if you're in the Vancouver area anytime on July 23rd, 24th, or 25th, you really ought to need to take in the Sprott Global Show, which is at the Hotel Vancouver. I guarantee it's going to be excellent. And if you're there, please stop by and say hello. Corey and I are going to be doing radio from that particular show. Another guy who we have an awful lot of time for is Brent Cook. Brent is an exploration geologist. Been on the show a number of times. He's got a great newsletter. One of the ones that I have an awful lot of respect for out there is called Exploration Insights. If you want to hear, if you want to learn more about Exploration Insights, simply go to our favorite sites section because he's definitely there. We've got an interesting resource market right now, Brett. What are your thoughts on that?
It is indeed. I'm hopeful, I guess I could say. We certainly see the junior sector. It's up maybe 30% from the low. This is the third time we've seen this in the past year and a half or 2 years. I'm hoping this one stays with it. We're certainly seeing the gold price move. And I think we're starting to see legitimate companies actually do better than what I'll call trading or not legitimate companies. So that's positive as well.
Brent, I want to get your input on what we've experienced here in the last month and almost a half. And in June, we bottomed at the very beginning of June. We kind of put in what some people are calling the third or the second shoulder on this head and shoulders, inverse head and shoulders technical level. However, we've been up about almost 30% just in the first 10 days in July and all of June. This isn't typical for June or the summer. Have you ever seen a market, especially the junior market, trade like this over summer?
Well, actually, last summer in August, it picked up quite a bit. So I know it's not supposed to trade well over the summer, but I don't really understand the fundamental reason behind that. So, yeah, I don't think that it matters whether it's summer or winter, fall or spring, except for tax loss selling later in the year. But we saw this 30% move back in, from December until February or March. We saw it again in 2013 from August into September. So we keep seeing these bottoms and rises and bottom and rises. I'm not willing to call this the bottom, that the bottom happened yet, but I am encouraged by what I see. I think we are seeing some good value out there right now.
You know, I got to agree with you 100%. I think we're seeing some very good value out there. I am optimistic right now in the sense that with all of the turmoil that's going on virtually in every corner of the world right now, that I think is taking most of the attention away from this particular market, I'm still seeing some pretty good action in terms of volumes, certainly in the companies that that Corey and I follow. I think there is some tremendous value out there. We've talked in the past many times about, you know, these are bargain. This is a bargain basement environment, for lack of better terms, etc. And I still think that's the case, but I think right now what's going on is I think people are just distracted because of just all of the stuff that's going on. I mean, look at last Thursday as an example when Angela Merkel came out and said, you know, we don't want the CIA guy from the United States in our country anymore, and threw him out. I mean, and that's a relatively minor event compared to some of the other geopolitical events that are going on right now. Brent, we got about 5 minutes left here. I'd like to hear about some of the companies that you're following. And I know that you invest, all of the companies that are included in your newsletter are companies that you do invest in. But what are some situations that you kind of like right now?
Well, I'm focusing as much as I can on more advanced projects that I can see offer the potential of a, you know, low capex and low production costs, or, you know, equivalent of high margin deposits. I'm not looking for marginal deposits. I want high margin deposits. I think that's what, coming next year and thereafter, the larger companies are going to be going after. I was just up on a project in Northern Ireland about 7 days ago now. I just left there. Dalradian Gold, which symbols DNA in Toronto, have a nice high grade vein deposit in an environmentally and politically stable and doable region of Ireland. Basically, it's a veins that sit under sheep pastures. They're just raising some money right now, so the stock is down a bit due to that. And they've got in the order of, call it, 1 million ounces of measured and indicating, grading 10 grams, another 2.5 in the inferred category. This is a very good grade material. It's readily mineable, easy to mine. A preliminary economic assessment valued this thing at after-tax 8% discount of almost $500 million using 1330 gold. And even more important, the IRR in this thing is 42%. So that's the sort of thing I'm looking at, and that's something I own.
Brent, you mentioned you were just in Northern Ireland. Are there any other countries that you found you've been a bit more attracted to, either because you think it's better geopolitically or because they seem to have the resources there that haven't been exploited yet?
Well, I certainly still think Peru, Chile, Turkey, you know, the Western U.S., parts of Canada, Mexico, Nicaragua. Those are jurisdictions that I think the legislation and mining history is such that you can get things done, provided you're not in a, you know, environmentally sensitive or politically sensitive area. And so you can't really say all of Peru is good or all of Nicaragua or whatever is good, you've got to say, yes, that's a good place to start, and then get down to the actual province where you're at and the community relations and such. So, you know, it really comes down to the locality as opposed to the country. But those are some of the countries I think are good. Serbia as well. I like Serbia. Eastern Europe, exception for Romania, is doable. I think Portugal's doable, Spain. So there's a lot of places you can still look and find things and develop them.
You know, you mentioned, two South American countries in terms of Peru and Chile. I happen to like both of those countries a lot. Boy, I'll tell you, though, the one country that really surprised me, though, the way it's going right now, again, is Argentina. Having been to Argentina a couple of times, I always thought things were okay down there, but that really doesn't seem to be the case right now, does it?
Well, Argentina is a funny place. It goes through these 10-year cycles. It gets good, then it gets bad. They blow up, default on their debt, and they start bringing in investment again. I think we're about to the blow-up stage. I think Argentina is probably a good place to begin looking. We've seen some companies do deals down there recently, which I think is very encouraging. We saw Lumina Copper taken out by First Quantum. We've seen Pan American do some acquisition down there, although that didn't work out too well. Who else was the other one? Yamana. So I think Argentina is actually probably a place worth looking at if you're a contrarian investor.
Brent, quick final comment. To gauge the market personally, if you don't mind telling our listeners, would you say right now you're a net buyer or a net seller of some mining stocks?
I'm always both. It depends on the valuation of the company and what I think they might have. I mean, my basic underlying thesis is that going forward, we're going to use more metals than we're finding. And major mining companies are in a real tight spot now where they are not making much money because most of the deposits are marginal. So all I want to do is identify the highest margin early stage projects I can and get into those and just wait, because I think eventually they're going to be worth a lot more.
I think you're 100% right on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Brett Cook. Again, I want to say, if you're in the Vancouver area on the 23rd, 24th, or 25th of this month, stop by the Strat Asset Conference at the Hotel Vancouver. Corey and I would love to chat with you, and we will be there virtually all the 3 days. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of our show. Corey and I are chatting with John Kaiser. You know, John Kaiser was in segment four of the show last week, we also noticed. So, becoming a regular, big guy, we're going to have to put you on the payroll. And in this kind of market, I'm not sure how we can afford to do that. Having said that, when we were chatting off mic, John, you were saying that you felt that what's going on in the world in terms of the currency situation with China, Russia, South Korea, Austria, other people now saying that, you know, maybe we should kind of shift away from the United States currency being the currency of last resort. You know, as you brought up, that's not something that's going to happen overnight, but I definitely think that's a direction that we're going in right now. I'd like to get your views on that, and then Corey and I would like to get your views as to how this segues into being positive for gold. But let's start out with your views on this currency situation.
Well, the Peribus Bank $9 billion fine that was levied by the United States has really unleashed an awful lot of articles wondering why do we have to use the U.S. dollar for everything? And the practical reason is, of course, the U.S. dollar, the reserves, the amount of money everywhere, it's extremely liquid. It is also the benchmark by which prices of goods and services get established internationally. But as we've seen with this deal between China and Russia for their big gas pipeline, they're going to try and do that completely outside the U.S. dollar. And China, although it knows it still has ways to go with its renminbi, would like the renminbi to become the currency in which trade gets done. And I think given that, in the long run, the United States will be a smaller portion of the global economy than its dominant role is now, it is inevitable that other currencies will become more important, and the U.S. dollar's value will diminish. And I think this has very bullish long-term real price implications for gold, because gold's going to be a transitional currency. And this is an alternative narrative to the usual hand-wringing apocalyptic gold bug stuff about fiat currency debasement and so on, which is really just says gold's going to go up, but so are the costs. The demand, the real demand for gold has to go up in this world where the U.S. dollar loses its reserve, its singular reserve currency status. And at the current gold price, there's minimal ability to substantially increase the supply of above-ground gold stock, which means that we're going to see a pretty decent real price increase over the next few years, which will give us back the bull market that's missing in the juniors and even in the seniors.
John, I agree that the U.S. dollar will not be the reserve currency. I don't know when this will happen, but I think it'll happen sometime in my lifetime. It takes time to transition out of a reserve currency. We have been seeing some countries out there making trade agreements to trade and price different assets in different currencies. We've also seen other countries, such as out east, just start to accumulate massive amounts of gold. Some people on our website say that's because they're getting ready to back their currency in some form by gold. I truly believe that it's just to diversify away from the dollar. So my question to you is, do you think at one point as this transition happens, or even with the new reserve currency, that it will have some form of gold backing?
I'm not sure anybody will back anything with gold. That's an archaic concept which links itself to the supply of gold. And once you have gold as a free trading asset class, it becomes difficult for it to really serve as a currency like that. I think more importantly, consider that only 18% of the 5.5 billion ounces of gold that exist above ground are owned by central banks. And that's just slightly above the all-time low since these sorts of records were being collected. Gold is really a private sector asset. It's what the private people use to hedge against the stupidities of the various governments in which they either live, under whom they live, or with whom they do business. I think it's gold's role as this independent asset class whose supply you cannot very quickly boost the way you can any currency. I think that's the concept we need to focus on.
It's a very obvious point, and I think that people really need to keep that first and foremost. People who have an interest in hard assets, I guess I should say, need to keep that first and foremost right in front of them. I would agree with you that I don't think we're going to go back to an asset-based currency. Ultimately, I think that we may, but I don't think it's going to happen certainly in our lifetimes. I really don't. I think, though, the fact that you brought up that people utilize gold as an insurance policy, at the risk of sounding very, very basic here, I think that's what people have to keep in mind. I mean, it's a great hedge against governmental stupidity, and there is an awful lot of that going on right now. And I have to say, in my opinion, particularly in the United States. Any comments?
About the stupidity that we're seeing everywhere.
Well, and what that's going to transition into, perhaps, in terms of some really negative events that I think are right on the horizon.
Consider the America's ability to project its military supremacy around the world. That is clearly diminishing, and there's really nothing you can do except increase taxes so that you have more capital to build your military arsenal and move your boots all over the planet. But in a globalized world where there are no ideological divisions, it's really tough to stay this superpower. And you have all these localized skirmishes, like what's happening in Syria and Iraq right now. I mean, what is the United States supposed to do? Waste another $1 trillion to go over there and try and establish a peace that they don't want imposed from over here? So, I mean, we also have the retirees, the boomer generation, with the highest longevity expectations ever. They're basically on socialized Medicare. Everything is taken care of. This is an exponentially rising thing. The only way to deal with this without increasing taxes is to take away from the military budget, which at $700 billion is the largest in the world by a factor of five. So, yeah, there's a lot of stupidity out there in the ability of the United States to stay on top of everything and keep the peace. It's diminishing, and that's also an argument good for gold.
John, do you think, back to the reserve currency status, do you think one country will take over the reserve currency, or do you think there's a place for some agreement between a number of countries?
I think it'll be multiple reserve currencies, and it's going to be a turbulent period. And I also think we do face a collapse of globalization, where we see the world fragmenting into smaller trading zones. For example, the Australasian Triangle, which could include Russia and Asia and Australia. Then there's sort of an obvious one, North and South America, just start trading back and forth. They have virtually everything that they need to keep their modern economies going in the various countries in these two continents. And so you would see sort of currencies evolve that are geographically constrained and no longer competing on a global basis.
You know, that's a really interesting point. I became very intrigued with this subject. I guess, John, it was back in 2004, 2005, when the Chinese, mainland Chinese, were having conversations with the French along the lines of the conversation that we're having right now. You know, when you get very large, strong economies, they get to the point where, I mean, you've got some pretty sophisticated leaders in various countries, whether you agree with them or disagree with them. I mean, you can't tell me the Chinese aren't sophisticated people. You can't tell me the Russians aren't sophisticated people, and I can go on and on, you know, listing countries. But, you know, when they see the folly of what's going on in the U.S. economy, of course they're not. They're going to attempt and eventually succeed in moving away from the U.S. dollar as being the currency of last resort. I mean, look at history. Every couple hundred years, you know, that particular paradigm changes. So, I don't know. It's an interesting situation. Tell our listeners about the Kaiser Bottom Fishing Report.
Well, we're kaiserresearch.com, and we cover the 1,700 or so Canadian-listed companies that are involved in the resource sector. And I've got a very important blog piece that I published last week, which looks at the four core narratives and what's wrong with them, and it's well worth the read. It's 35 pages.
Okay, there you have it from John Kaiser. Check out our favorite sites section. Look at Kaiser Research. It's right there. Click on it and you get all the information you want. Stick around. Corey and I are going to be back with the second hour of our show, more on a political bent this time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.